relationship or feel like we're doing a good thing, and we're human, so not all of us, but if you're like me, I did what I did because it was the right thing to do. I saw my mom struggle, and being the only immediate close-by resource, I knew I needed to step up, and we were in this together, and we had other family members, but some were long distance, but together I helped my mom, and together we were primary care partners for my grandmother. So, I know I'm not talking to everyone out there, but if you're like me, and I am talking to you, I want to tell you, well, let's start with this, like I said. Let me throw this out there. What's our goal? What's your bottom line? What's the ultimate goal we're trying to achieve here? And once again, I'll use myself for an example. When I started to study this disease, and I started to talk to professionals and other people who are walking this journey, and through my eyes, here was my goal and my purpose, as well as my whole family. To keep her as safe as possible, to help her stay as independent and feeling autonomous as much as we could, and to try to help her feel loved and know that she was safe at night and secure. And what I'll call, you know, that's the best I could do. So that wasn't perfect, but it was good enough. And with those things in place, at least we could sleep at night. So that was the ultimate goal. Above all, above everything else, that was our bottom line, to keep her safe, secure, and help her feel loved as much as possible. That was our basic bottom line. And well taken care of, and making sure she was getting what the disease demanded. So anyway, that was the bottom line. That's what we were striving for every day. That was our purpose. So keeping that in mind, let me backtrack and talk about some of those questions, some of those statements, some of those things they may ask, or those moments we may be in. For example, things I've talked about before. But let me use this example. I want to go to work. I need to go to work. Not I want to. I need to. And I've talked about things like, you know, when they say something like that, first of all, the only memory they really have or what's retained is I'm still working. So they don't have that memory of not working anymore. And that would sound as weird as someone saying that to you or I right now. That's crazy. Tell JT he doesn't work. What are you talking about? And I have to get there. People are depending on me. So you could not tell me I don't work anymore and I do this now. This doesn't make sense to me. So basically, first of all, I'm going to work harder than you to prove you wrong or get there. The other thing is that answer, if it does not make sense to me as a person with Alzheimer's or related dementia, how is that answer ever going to fit in achieving that goal and that bottom line? So wrapped up in that are common human feelings, normal feelings to have. For example, well, that's lying. Some of us may have feelings or say things like, but that's not real. It's not true. You may feel like you're deceiving the person or being untrue to the person and lying. So let's get that out of the way. What I want to make very clear and what I'll always say to you is I will never tell you what to do. And you know this person better than I do. And bottom line is the best I could ever do as a coach through this journey is, and a friend and a partner, is to tell you, well, here's what you need to know about this disease and make sure you have the tools and resources you need to make the best decision for you and your family and your loved ones. But I can tell you this. Let me take it back to me. If I said that to my loved one, my grandmother, that answer does not make sense to her and is not real to her and acceptable to her, all the things I'm trying to achieve are probably, you know, by answering that, could very well easily do all the opposite things. She's going to have to prove me wrong, and she will. So she's going to have to find a way to get there. And she probably will try everything she can to find a way and maybe get lost or get hurt or, God forbid, hurt someone else. Or they wander and I can't find them. Or consider this as well. If that's what we're saying and it doesn't make sense to them and it's not real to them, and we're always saying you don't work when they believe they do and it's real, and we say you lived here now and they don't believe that and that doesn't make sense to them, they're probably going to do the opposite of what we are trying to achieve. So I'm not telling you what to do, but I'll tell you this. The only thing that may achieve that goal, or the thing that did achieve that goal for us, to keep them safe, calm, secure, and as happy as possible, as much as possible, for us to be able to sleep at night, we, as a lot of us discover, you know, the only thing that really achieved that goal, and also, you know what I realized when I'm in that world, as I've talked about, you got to step into their world for the answers to make sense and to make those connections. Wait a minute, she really does work. It's absolutely real to her. I've been told, and I've learned the hard way, that I can never convince them otherwise. Can't really, as this progresses, I won't be able to tell them it's not what they're telling me and how they're seeing it. And yes, in cognitive, healthy mind, our world, those things may not make sense and not work, but that's not where they're coming from, and that's not where they're communicating from. They're in a different planet, a different world called Alzheimer's, where things are different. So if this is the only answer that keeps her safe and calm, and in their world it actually may be the right and appropriate answer. And, you know, as hard as this is to hear, but from a friend, from a partner, from an ally, let me say this, and there's no other way to say it. To me, and a lot of us out there, you know what we discovered? It's not about me. In those moments, it's not about what I think, what I feel, how I see it. Keeping the goal in mind, it's not about me. It's not easy to hear or swallow. I'll admit that. And yeah, you know, sometimes maybe I'm in that moment and I'm biting a hole through my tongue. Or inside I'm feeling otherwise and this is hard for me. But it was the only answer that worked and seemed appropriate and satisfied in those moments. So, for example, if they're saying they have to go to work, more than likely there's a day, a moment, a time, a reason that makes sense to them that they didn't have to go to work that day. And you know what? Tried everything else. Everything else doesn't seem to satisfy at all. It creates bigger issues for both of us and more danger. And I'm not sleeping at night. Let me rethink this. And let me talk to people who have lived this and are going through this and know this disease.